All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Before we went to break, I was asking questions about whether or not it's okay to tell a lie. We also came to an agreement, Sam and I and Luke, that everybody tells a lie. I mean, it's part of human nature, and maybe it's acceptable, to tell a lie or two. But if you are, like the last president, where the Washington Post kept a running database of Donald Trump and how many lies he told, over 30,000. Well, they call it falsehoods. They try to clean it up a little bit. But the president of the United States, Donald Trump, the former president, told over 30,000 lies. Now, you may say, well, other presidents have lied. Yes, it's true. But if this man, and we knew he was lying, every time he opened his mouth, he looked right in front of the camera and told lies. And even though many of us knew he was lying, a large swath and segment of the population agree with those lies. And they said it's okay. He's not the only person that lies. But to the extent of telling 30,000 lies, it's where the problem really is. And I'm not saying that because I'm not a conservative. I know that President Joe Biden has said some things, and well, be straight up, he's told some lies. But I would say that the lies that I've heard him talk or say are nowhere near as malicious as those that Donald Trump told during his time. Let me go a little deeper with this, because it's where we are now and where we are headed, that we need truth. We absolutely need truth. When we are heading into conflict, like we might be right now with Ukraine and Russia, whenever they're, drums beating that lead us to the fact that we might be endangering the lives of young people, precious lives who join the military, in many instances join the military based on the fact that they can be all in the military. Remember, they start with say, join the military and be all that you can be. Well, it shouldn't be that you have to join the military to be all that you can be. You should be able to do that without joining the military. But since we are at a time when you can't always do that, and we're still asking people to join the military, it is really critically important that there are no lies from the presidency of the United States that lead these young men and now women off to fight and die for lies. Presidents are, I'm going to include congressmen and senators. They also have to be included in this, because they are the people who are really controlling what happens in the society and in the world. And you don't need to have a bunch of liars who are in those positions of leadership. Let me talk a little bit about some of the things that really are, you know, important, because we generally tie lies into morality. Well, it's not a moral thing to tell lies, and you're immoral when you are lying. And so that's why we shouldn't lie, because, you know, it's against the teachings and the principles of religion. And whatever your religion is, not one of them says it's okay to lie. So that's part of why, you know, lying is kind of like forbidden in the society. Why, though, are lies, you know, thought to be so wrongful? We got it. You know, some people may say, well, I don't believe in the religion and those types of things. So if I don't have any religious doctrine, then if I'm lying, who am I hurting? Well, you're hurting yourself first, because there's really a known difference between the power of truth and the power of a lie. Major difference in the two. Now, you know, you may say, Earl, why are you talking about this so early in the morning? You know, let's find something else to talk about. We're just getting up, and here you are evangelizing about this subject. But I really want to get into this a little bit more, because, how, you know, during World War II, I remember the British government sought to deceive Nazis and led people to believe one thing that helped, you know, expand World War II and all of the people who lost their lives. Listen, we're going to be going to a break in a moment, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about honorable lies, you know, that presidents have told. And listen, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to be joined in the 9 o'clock hour by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. I'm really excited about having Robert back. He's another guy who we're going to have on again and again and again, because he'll help give us the direction and guidance that we need. We don't have to worry about Dr. Craig lying. Anyway, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. What does it mean? He wouldn't know.